Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
I think probably a sophomore or junior in high school when Footloose, the original movie, came out. That's how old I am. Port Huron Northern's Drama Club is doing Footloose the Musical. They're here with us this morning. Morning, guys.
Morning.
How much fun are you guys having doing this show?
So much fun.
As we always do, have you step up and tell us who you are and what you do in the show. So just one at a time, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Gracelyn Barrett. I play Rusty.
Okay.
My name is David Kornacki, and I play Travis.
I'm Tegan. I'm one of the stage managers, the publicity manager, and co-set designer.
I'm Vincent Oldford. I'm the vice president of the Drama Club, and I play Ren McCormick.
Awesome.
And my name is Lainey Roberts. I'm the president of the Drama Club, assistant director, and I play Erlene.
Now, how do you decide what show you're going to do? Is it a democratic process? Does the school decide for you?
So, basically, we elected our officers last spring, and we started having meetings with Sammy over the summer, and we kind of collectively came up with a list of different plays and musicals for what we wanted to do for our season this year, and Sammy ultimately got she got to pick, but she had to run it through the school board, and mm-hmm. she had to make sure we needed the rights for the show.
Right.
And so.
All right. Yeah. Who was the most passionate advocate for doing Footloose? Any one of you that was like, Vince. We got to do Footloose? Vince?
Yes, me.
How come?
I've done the show once before, and it's one of my favorite shows just because it's so upbeat, and it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of fun music and dancing.
There's great music. I mean, it's just nonstop, isn't it? I mean, it's and that's the thing. If you go back and you watch the original, even though the original wasn't a musical, there's still a lot of music in it. So yeah. It's a great. Tell us the story. Just tell us what Footloose is about.
So Footloose is about a kid named Ren, and he is moving from Chicago to Beaumont. And in Chicago, it's full of dancing and fun times. And when he gets to Beaumont, he realizes that dancing is illegal, and that throws him for a loop, and he does not like that. So his whole motive is to get the town to want to dance again, but there's a lot of things that stop him in his tracks.
And it ultimately gets the whole audience wanting to dance, because if people walk out of there not, you know, with these tunes in their head or, you know, tapping their foot, you know, this is wrong. This is great music. What do you like most about Ren's character? What do you like?
I really like Ren's character because I can connect to him in a lot of different ways. He's a lot of fun. It's a bit of a challenge sometimes because you have to get real deep in his character, because while he's a fun-going guy, he's also got a really troubled past, and so to connect with that is a little difficult, but it's a lot of fun. A lot of dancing is involved in playing his character, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's very cool. Tell us a little bit more about your character. I had you introduce yourself and who you play, but tell us more about your character.
So I play Erlene. She's one of Ariel's friends. Ariel's the daughter. So my character is very sassy, confident, bold. I feel like that's very kind of contrasting from some of the other characters in this show. I don't know. I just love my character so much. I love that I get to sing Holding Out for a Hero with my friends and somebody's eyes and to be all, like, mysterious. It's fun. And I love dancing and singing.
Very cool.
My character is Travis. He tends to be one of the more evil dudes, and he ends up kind of joining the light side at the end of the day, but in the beginning, he tends to be more of like a sleazy dude who kind of just hangs around with Chuck Cranston.
And while, you know, people might say, how can you play a character like that? It's kind of fun to play a jerk sometimes, isn't it?
It is a little bit of fun.
Absolutely.
I enjoy the group that I'm with because it's two close friends of mine, and our little trio is a lot of fun.
Very cool. That's awesome.
So my character is Rusty. She's very, like, hyper and kind of sassy, too, but she's also a hopeless romantic, and Ren's best friend, Willard, like, they fall in love, but they're also very awkward, and they're, like, their relationship is kind of, like, the joke of the school because they're so, like, awkward, and I feel like Rusty and Erlene aren't in the movie, but they really get, like, their spotlight kind of in the show, which I really like. We have so much fun with Holding Out for a Hero, and then I get to sing Let's Hear It for the Boy, and it's super fun. A lot of energy has to be put into it, but it's really fun.
These are such great songs. As you're mentioning these songs, like, oh yeah, that was a great song too. Those are all great songs. When did you guys start working on this?
We started probably mid-December with our audition process. Oh, wow. And working on getting it all together.
All right. So what are some of the things that go on behind the scenes that people have no idea what it takes to put all this on?
I think one of the biggest challenges is we have a lot of cool sets and pieces for this show that I'm really excited for everyone to see. But we have a very large tech crew. I think it's around a little over 50 people. So me and the other four stage managers are in charge of making sure everything runs smoothly back there with all the sets and noise levels and making sure actors are where they need to be.
It's a lot. A lot that we don't know about as we're watching the show. Should be a lot of fun. Is there anything you guys can sing for us this morning? I hate to put you on the spot. I know it's early. You're not used to singing this early, but if you can just give us a taste of what we're going to hear on this weekend.
Sure. All right, we're going to sing.
Awesome.
Okay.
Tonight I got to cut loose, footloose, kick off your Sunday shoes. Please, Louise, pull me off of my knees. Jack, get back, come on before we crack. Lose your blues, everybody cut footloose.
That's awesome, and that's probably the first time I've ever heard the actual words, because if you listen to the Kenny Loggins song, it makes no sense whatsoever, because the words all get mashed together. You guys sound good. You're ready. You got this. When is the show? Where do you get tickets? Give us all the details.
So it's March 9th through the 12th. On March 9th, it's at 7 p.m. March 10th, it's also at 7 p.m. Then March 11th is 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and March 12th is at 2 p.m., and tickets are $10 for students and seniors and $12 for adults. And there are also two matinees, Thursday and Friday, for $5. Thursday is at noon, and Friday is at 9 a.m., so you can feel free to come to those.
All right. Port Huron Northern Performing Arts Center this weekend should be a lot of fun. How many seniors are there? Are you guys all seniors?
There's 25 in total, I think.
Okay.
24, 25. Well, all are, except for Tegan.
Yeah. A little nostalgic about doing your last big show?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So come see these guys, because it's going to be a good show. Thanks for coming in. Tell us about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Break all your legs. Have fun.